thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Today we are looking at the topic of tactile platform markings. You may have seen the bumpy tiles, best way to describe them, at the edge of platforms. You may see them around the streets as well. Now, they're not just for guidance, they are for safety as well. Now, platforms at rail stations have prompted a campaign by several charities, including Guide Dogs and RNIB. Now, let's start with Roisin first from RNIB. Tell me a little bit more about the situation and why this concern has now become a campaign.
Really came to our attention as last year, very sadly, Cleveland Gervais was travelling from a train station in southeast London, and he was on a platform that didn't have tactile paving, and he fell from the platform and was hit and killed by an oncoming train. And there's been a really important report into Cleveland's death by the Rail Accident Investigation Branch. And it found that it was likely that Cleveland fell from the platform as he wasn't aware how close he was to the edge, and that it was likely that the lack of tactile paving was a key factor in Cleveland's death.
We also have with us Clive Wood from Guide Dogs. Clive, is this also something you're hearing from your customers? Because I'm just wondering, is there a difference between people with canes and dogs, or is it a similar issue?
It is a similar issue. I think it's real concern for all blind and partially sighted people, if guide dog owners or not. And also partially sighted people who may not use any sort of mobility aid, because the tactile is there as a really key orientation tool to give people confidence that they're not near the platform edge. So it is a real concern for everybody, and we're hearing it all the time. And I think the sad accident that happened last year with Cleveland is, you know, resonated with lots of blind and partially sighted people who have all come to us and said, we want to be able to travel independently on the train network. And having no tactile does put a barrier up in terms of independent travel and feeling confident and safe when you're on a platform.
Roisin, this must have a huge impact on people's confidence around their independent mobility when they're perhaps not aware going to a rail station if the tactile will be there.
We were speaking to one woman and she was just talking about her real dread of going to new stations in case they aren't installed with tactile paving on the edge of a platform. But for her, it's really not an option. And she's a freelance worker, so she has to be travelling at lots of different stations. Another man, he was saying he was reliving his own experience 8 years ago of falling from a platform. And in his case, it was a station manager who was able to cut the power just in time before an oncoming train would have hit him. But his remarks were, 8 years have passed between my accident and the person who died last year, and this really should have been enough time to kind of fix the widespread issue.
Clive, tell us more about this campaign, because charities have come together to lobby and a petition has been created as well.
It's great that, you know, the sight loss sector have all come together, and RNIB and Guide Dogs have been working on the campaign to raise awareness both with the general public about the importance of tactile. It's not just little bumps on the platform, it's there for a reason, for safety and for accessibility. Obviously, the campaign has involved quite a number of different points in terms of the petition by the RNIB, which is seeing over 15,000 people sign that petition now, which is absolutely fantastic. And it obviously is very evident that people are resonating with this issue. You know, we've had meetings with the Minister for Rail at the Department for Transport, who's reassured us that he feels that this needs to be a real priority as well, which is reassuring. And at the moment, a third of platforms in Great Britain do not have tactile. The regulation has been in place, the guidance has been in place for 23 years, Alan. And it's still in a position where a third of platforms do not have tactile, and that's not acceptable. Obviously, we're pushing the Department for Transport, because Network Rail, and I'm sure Network Rail will say that if they need to carry out this work, they need the finances to do that. And we're pushing the Department for Transport and the UK government to make sure that the finances are in place to ensure that blind and partially sighted people can travel to any station in Great Britain and feel confident that there's going to be tactile on the surface. And I should say, the warning line as well. So there's a warning white or yellow line, should I say, on the platform, so that people know that, you know, that's, they should stay behind that line and to be safe. So people who've got some vision be able to see that.
We have heard figures of around 7, 8, even 9 years to have all this done. I know, Clive, you mentioned prior to there. Now, we have approached the Department for Transport and Network Rail, and DFT have sent us this response.
We are acutely aware of the difficulties faced by blind and partially sighted passengers using our railways. We are working with Network Rail on a plan for the rollout of tactile surfaces on all platforms as soon as possible, and have been absolutely clear to the industry that we expect them to prioritise installation whenever work is carried out. Our Access for All programme has committed £350 million to provide step-free accessible routes at more than 200 stations, with a further 124 stations to receive smaller scale improvements, including tactile surfaces. However, there is still a long way to go and creating a safer railway remains our priority.
From Network Rail, we also have Alan Spence. Alan, thank you very much for joining us. I'm sure you can appreciate the worries and the concerns that charities have and the public have around this as well. It seems to be coming down to finances, though.
The Rail Accident Investigation Branch report into the terrible death of Cleveland Gervais made clear that there was a disconnect in the different parties working in the industry. And what I've seen since that report has been published is much better working together across the industry and real progress being made. You're absolutely right. This has to be financed, but there is a willing approach to try to make this happen. And even in the last few weeks, I'm aware of commitments being made to implement immediate financing to enable Network Rail to increase the pace that we install tactile surfaces at stations around the network. And whilst we'd given an indication that because of the five-year funding cycle, it might be up until 2029 before we could complete the whole network, I'm optimistic that with the energy that's being shown, the commitments that are being made, we can deliver this much quicker than that. And I know those plans are being drawn up right now.
I think you're, is it 3 years, I think, through a five-year cycle at the moment. And I'm assuming there'll be plans for the next 5 years as well. Is it possible to move priorities or move budgets for something which is a safety aid rather than just a guidance aid?
Absolutely it is. This is an enhancement to the network. It is something which isn't financed in the current five-year funding cycle, but that doesn't mean to say that with all the right people engaged, with the support from the Department for Transport, with the support from Network Rail's own supply chain to mobilise and be able to install at a much faster rate, that we can't bring that forward. And so I am optimistic that whilst we're given an outside date of finishing this within the following five-year cycle, i.e. by 2029, we can bring this forward. And I'm really pleased to see much greater engagement across the whole industry and the stakeholders. And I think that the great work by the charities who have been pushing for additional action will bear fruit very soon.
Is it possible for Network Rail to ask for more funding from the Department for Transport for something like this in order to accelerate? I think that the desire obviously is there, but could extra funding be asked for to make that happen quicker?
And that's exactly what's going on. Those sorts of conversations are about prioritising what's the right thing to do to make our network accessible to the widest range of passengers so they can travel safely around the rail network. There's already funding being made available for the immediate programme, and I'm confident that within a very short time we'll have a much better picture than the outside estimate that we'd originally given of 2029.
Clive, is that a good step forward?
Both RNIB and Guide Dogs have had a really positive engagement and meeting with Network Rail, and some of the proposals that they put forward are really, really encouraging and got to welcome them, absolutely. I think the problem is when you set a date of 2029, it concerns us it could still be 9 years before this work is completed. What we'd like to see is a date sooner set, so that the rail industry can focus on getting this done sooner. But we do welcome the comments from Network Rail and from the Department for Transport.
Roisin, is this a good step forward? How do you continue the campaign?
For us, we'll be keeping our petition open throughout June, which is calling for Tactile across platforms to be urgently installed. So thanks to everyone who's so far signed this. If you've not had a chance, please add your voice and share the petition widely. If you've not yet had a chance to sign our petition, please go to rnib.in/railway.
Well, it does sound as if there is some good progress and traction growing there as well to have Tactile on all our railway platforms. We will continue to follow the story, of course, but for the moment, to Roisin, Clive and to Alan, thanks to all of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.